you too. Beautiful day on Mix 97. Who are we kidding?
Yeah.
Really, Bono?
It's a beautiful day if you're snow, if you like building snow people.
10 centimeters expected for those in southern Prince Edward County. Wind blowing as well. Temperature's going to feel like minus 26 today when the wind picks up for most of us. Right now it is minus 14. Drive carefully. Lots of snow in Mix Nation as this January is not letting up. And today is Bell Let's Talk Day. It is the 30th. A chance to raise a lot of money and draw awareness to mental health. And Dr. Julie Galthorpe is in on this Wednesday morning. And we are encouraging Mix Nation to get out there and tweet the hashtag Bell Let's Talk. Do all the social media sites. Bell will donate 5 cents to many platforms today to raise a lot of money.
Yeah, for sure. And part of today is about being in the now and focusing on what we can change in this moment. There's been a lot done over decades that, you know, some of us have struggled with, continuing to struggle with. But today it's about being in the now. And that's why the topic for today is to change how you practice life, because it's never too late to be better. It's never too late to live differently, but it does take practice. And one of the things that gets in the way of people doing that is depressive thinking, like too much backward thinking. So, for example, people who find themselves in a lot of debt, they might say, well, if I saved money, I would not be in debt. True. If I worked harder, I would not have been fired. If I had been nicer, my spouse might not have left me. There's all these shoulds that people get caught in. The problem is these shoulds can keep us stuck because they are backward thinking. And this leads to depressive thoughts and feelings that we can't change anything. But really, we can. We just have to shift and get into the now. So a more concrete example for today would be maybe high school exams, right? So some students might be saying as of today, wow, I should have studied. Well, it is what it is when we're in this now. Whatever your example is in terms of being stuck in something or in the shoulds, you know, it's really important that you identify those things so we can make changes.
So we're talking about negative outcomes. However, is it sometimes too late to make the change?
It is never too late to make a change. But you have to realize that you can't change the past. So even if you wake up today with an epiphany that you need to be loving, you know, the people that you have harmed in the past may choose to never allow you back in their life. And you have to accept that. Now, that's an extreme example, but I'm sure all the listeners could maybe tone that down a little bit and think about something that, you know, they've done in the past. They really, you know, wish they hadn't done that. They should, if we put that in those quotes, maybe feel they should have done something better. But if they're in the now and they've learned from that and they're recognizing it, absolutely they can make a change. You just have to accept that although you've made that change, that might not change the outcome of the relationship that you were in.
So when you say to yourself, I shouldn't have done blank, what should you say immediately after that statement? Because we all say those things to ourselves, like if you get into a car accident, you're like, man, I shouldn't have went to work today, or, you know, I shouldn't have. If I had only not done that, you know, that wouldn't have happened. What can you say after making that statement to ease that feeling of guilt, anxiety, or, you know, depressive thoughts?
Well, first of all, I would say you want to get rid of the shoulds completely. A psychiatrist I was once meeting with said, you need to stop shoulding all over yourself. We're talking into a group, right? And he was saying that's one thing that people do that's really toxic is they get stuck in the shoulds. And the problem is with shoulds is that we're already here. Like we've already passed the point where we can change that. But we haven't passed the point of now. And that's where that practice comes in. Because if you keep practicing things that are toxic. So say you go, every time you get together with a certain friend, you vent negatively about everybody around you, or every time you're frustrated about something, you use a substance to cover that up. That's what you're practicing, and that will become your norm. And then you will not change. You will stay stuck because that's become your life practice.
It sucks the energy out of you. You know, when you look for good thoughts or positive energy, I'll use positive energy, you talk about your relationships, the people you meet, the experiences, your family, hopefully your kids, all of that stuff is good positive energy. I was on the train yesterday coming back from Toronto. I sit down in my seat and this young lady's beside me and I spark up a conversation with her. And after speaking with her for 45 minutes, I felt so good. And just the energy and the positive message and how this young girl was doing so well. We're going to try to get her on the show next hour, but I'll give you a little tidbit on who it is. Her name is Victoria Tees. She's a student at Henry Street High School in Whitby. Most mornings, she's on the train at 6 a.m. She's in a basketball program there. Her marks are in the 80s. She gets home some nights at 6 or 8 o'clock at night. She does this daily. And I could sense from the conversation we had how she loves what she's doing and what a commitment.
Mm-hmm.
But there's a young lady that just is embracing the moment, living in the moment.
That's right. And I think
it was just a great, honestly, I felt so, boy, and I'm not going to get into that spiel, we're in good hands with the youth and blah, blah, blah. This person's got it going on. I just thought, wow, what a commitment. And she's doing it already at grade 11.
Yeah, I think that's about her way that she's practicing life in a very positive way. Yeah. The way you practice that interaction is also important, right? So you practice interacting with people around you with kindness. So that becomes your, and you practice talking to people, right? You do that
time. It's not about me, but I'll tell you on the train yesterday, you can see where you're sitting. There was about four or five other, chairs. Nobody else was communicating. They just sat in their book or listening to music with those headset on, and here we were involved in a conversation, right?
For some people, though, like you look at that, it's for someone who's maybe going back and forth on the train, they might use that as their alone time, right? They're like, this is my personal time to just zone out. I got 40 minutes on the train, and I'm going to go home to five kids and screaming this and that and husband running all over the place or wife, whatever.
No,
this
I'm
is
not
your moment
in a,
for time to zone in. So, it's not good to judge like what other people might be doing. It's good to just like take in the moment for what you're feeling and doing and let other people kind of do what they feel.
Just threw me under the bus because I was judging the others around it. But I think it's living in the moment and conversation. I think we've lost that art.
Well, I think you're both right. All right. Yeah. But I do think Orlena makes a good point there, is that how we practice life matters. And the person that is sitting there quietly, reading their book or listening to Headspace or just listening to whatever, they are also practicing life in a way that is good for them. So it's not about judging, but what it is about is figuring out how am I practicing life and is it giving me the outcome that I want? So for you, Sean, you sitting there with headphones in and reading, that might not give you the outcome you want because you want to be engaged. Alana here might say, give me the book and the headphones because that's how I want to relax and then I have to go home. And so for me, this is how I want to use this time on the train.
Mm.
There's not a wrong way to do it, but it's realizing that how we practice matters. And those are the things that allow us to be in the now when we're aware of how we're practicing life. And then we can decide, what kind of outcome we're looking for.
And that is what's most important, is that we have to accept and appreciate the way in which we all live differently. And it's not right or wrong. It's just how you live. And you spend more time on looking at yourself and not looking at everybody else, you'll be happier.
That's right.
Did you Google that answer?
No, it's just what I would like sometimes from people in general. Like, Like they say, worry about what's going on in your own backyard.
Oh, okay. Well, I love the conversation I had yesterday.
And that's good.
And if I wouldn't have sparked that conversation, I wouldn't have had a great ride with Victoria because I think she enjoyed it too.
Okay, sure. And no one's criticizing. Everyone's saying that was a great interaction you had.
Thanks. We're back in moments here. Did we get a little off topic?
No, we're good.
Okay, all right. Stay with us. 7:55 The Mix.
I'm Justin Facts, and these are Justin.